Inspired by the Africa Cup of Nations currently taking place in Morocco, the Kinetic Foundation hosted the Culture Wave Five-a-Side Football Tournament on Friday afternoon in Croydon. Hosted at Murky FC HQ, founded by Croydon native Stormzy, the event saw over 150 young players take part. Here's Kinetic Foundation representative Paula Kowalska with more.
We're a football and education charity, and today we are celebrating the heritage identity of a lot of our young players by hosting an Africa Cup of Nations celebration tournament. They will be playing, obviously, a tournament. They will be partaking in challenges that involve some financial literacy quiz, which is what we do as a charity as well. We help them with their futures on the pitch and off the pitch. They'll have a bit of a workshop with Beyond Football, again on the topic of what can you do beyond football. We'll just have a lot of fun, have some food, have some music, and enjoy the day.
Kinetic's head of academy, Martin Prickett, and coaches James Frey and Nick Pavlou also spoke about the organisation's history and purpose today.
It was born out of the London riots and it's been going down ever since then. Lots of successive young people. Originally, it was designed to just make sure that take people off the streets at tough times. So football was a vehicle to move young people forward, and that still exists today. Originally, for younger age groups through to like I say, keep them off the streets at times when there could be violent or opportunities that we don't want to be part of. From that, we've had success getting young people back into professional clubs. But we're also now, as we move into now what will be our 15th year doing it, that it just has a real opportunity to just move young people through football. Football is the hook. We then will help them get better footballers, but then also become better academically through our partnership with the Harris Foundation and other opportunities, thanks to being part of Adidas, thanks to being a charity that opens up other things, Inflection, one of our main partners. So we're equally proud. If you go on to play professional football from us, great, but then also if you go on to be a trader for Howardens or work in Inflection, equally as proud. So just football's the hook. And then how can we help young people move forward in that environment?
We have a football programme where they train Mondays, Tuesdays, play games Wednesdays, and then train Fridays. So still trying to give them as much football opportunities as we can, almost introduce them into like a full-time football kind of programme or schedule. Like if they, so if they then step into an academy or a pro setup, it's kind of transfers over. But then we also have a future careers pathway where we try and get children that are still involved in football, but then they might not be as interested in football. So then we're looking at what their career may look like after they finish their 2 years with us on the programme, so they can be mentored by corporate people that work in the city, people that work in businesses, people that work in media, such as yourself, so they can be mentored and hopefully see a career that probably looks right for them, or then we've got the university pathway as well.
Young people don't have a focus such as football. It doesn't have to be football, but obviously we focus on football, that they can be led down the wrong path and friendship groups and all the rest of it. Kinetic started when the riots happened back in 2011, I want to say. So that was the idea behind it all. So I think it's really powerful what we do, not just to improve them as footballers, but to improve them as people and to keep them with a focus, because as I explained, it's so easy for them to lose focus these days. So it's we use not just football, we use education, like what Frey touched on with using corporate companies. We show them a whole new world where if they don't come with us, they probably don't even know some of these things exist. So it's really, really, really important that we support them in the best way possible in all areas.
This is Joe Terry in Croydon reporting for Radio Jackie.